So let's start with you introducing yourselves, and then we'll talk about where we are, because I think it's appropriate.
For me, that's right now, it's the same thing, who I am and where I am. I'm sitting on a some sort of porch on a club called Bottom of the Hill, somewhere in San Francisco. The light is starting to disappear today. We're sitting next to a garbage bin, a fairly big one. It smells pretty much. I've been sort of sleeping on the stage. First time today I could lie down. We've been in a van from Portland. Emil Svaningen from Sweden. My band is, my sort of one-man band is Lonely Deer.
So after opening for Andrew Bird and others in big venues, like I said, I just saw you at the Fillmore moments ago. How does it feel to go back now and headline smaller clubs?
I mean, difficult, really difficult. That was a really nice journey with Andrew. He's a little bit friend of mine, and I like seeming so much, and that was great. Felt really familiar, and now we're doing this thing. But on the other hand, America's starting to feel familiar as well, so it's just pretty amazing to be out here.
Did Andrew teach you to whistle?
No, he teaches me other things.
But you really do a superb job of happy-sounding sad songs, and I know that you've been written up for this, but I'm just curious, did you grow up with a lot of happy-sounding sad songs? Because I know what they're about, but I'm more curious about, you know, what made you write them other than, you know, love and breakups and all that other stuff.
I'm starting to become like a love songwriter these days. I think it's starting to grow more into like the sad songs, maybe the raw sad songs, the powerful, fast-paced sad songs. I guess maybe a lot of the music I liked listen to when I was a kid was a bit like the sad, but sort of packed into happy music. I guess it's part of what I am. Really.
Well, isn't it true, though, that a lot of the great pop songs that we all love, even the Beatles and the Stones, if you know, This Will Be the Last Time, you know, Love Me Do is even, it's an unrequited love song when you think about it. They never, you know, I want to hold your hand, but it's not ever, yeah. It's not, I got your hand, yeah, and I made love to you, right?
That's such a strong thing when you just break it down. I want to hold your hand. That's so heart-aching, and because everyone knows what it is. I think every person knows what that feels like, and it's such heartbreaking. So after a day in the bus, I get like goosebumps from thinking of it. It's, yeah, I mean, that's what life is about, I guess.
I noticed you have a Peter, Paul, and Mary video on your website. Did you have a crush on her? Because I did.
Let me think. No, I didn't. I just found that video. Someone sent me that video. I put it on my website, and then I got a Peter, Paul, and Mary songbook sent from a Dutch guy in the mailbox, which was really nice. No, actually not.
You see what happens in rock and roll, though? You put a video up on your website, and next thing you know, people are going to be sending you more Peter, Paul, and Mary memorabilia, yeah. And you're going to be like, no, 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 that's not what I want. I'm taking that off. I'm going to put... But, you know, you could do a whole experiment where you just put different videos on your website to, yeah, see what people send you.
Yeah,
it's the power of rock and roll and power of having fans. So I read that you called Dear John a work in progress from a young musician learning music.
Usually journalists say what says in my press bio, but this is what I said. I think that's my treasure as a person, that I feel good about being honest about myself, and I am honest about I believe in what I do, but also I'm not there yet. I think some things are maybe very good. I mean, some things are really good, but I know there's a lot of things lacking still in what I do, and I'm honest about it, but still I think there's something strong to come. That's not very rock and roll, but that's me. For me, music sometimes plays the role as religion could play, like that you don't know if there's something you can actually rely on, if it's something you can put your life into, or if it's just plain simplicity that's not worth anything, because an interval can be very simple and still it can, if not change your life, but make it better.
Well, one riff, right? You hear one musical riff. I was listening to your record in the car, and I forget which song it was, but I was like, wait a minute, I didn't hear that riff before. You know, and I cranked it again and I played it back and I was like, wait a minute. You know, and it was just that one thing that hooked me more than the rest of the song for that moment. But then I'll listen to it again and there'll be something in the lyrics. Yeah. So I think when you're talking about religion, you know, it's kind of like I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. But I'll see something and I'll say, wait a minute, there's a reason that that's there.
I mean, that's my music. I don't think it's possible for me to make like really pure pop music in that sense, because I make sort of mysterious music, like labyrinth music that you have to spend time with. And from what I learned from my years playing music, like professionally in the business, my music is slow. You need to discover it and it doesn't jump upon you. You need a friend telling you, please listen to this a couple of times and maybe you'll like it. And that's both my strength and my dilemma, that the music isn't selling itself from the start, but then it makes a lot of friends in the end.
Out of all these interviews you've done, has anybody come up to you or you know, do people come up to you on stage and say, I love Lonely Deer, Lonely Dork, Lonely, I love Lonely Dork?
So far not anyone that has interviewed me like verbally, but I love when I see the name typed wrong.
Loony Deer.
Lonely is the most fun. It's nice because it means it shows so obviously that the person haven't paid attention. So I never read like reviews where it's spelled wrong, because it means they don't pay attention to it.
So we do something that we've done with over 250 artists and bands on this Sunday show, and we call it a musical sandwich. And it's two of your songs is the bread, and then songs by other artists in between.